Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Big thanks for joining me today. Victorians, we're back in lockdown again. Same shit, different week, really. Obviously, we've been through this before. Last year, I think by far, out of all the states in Australia, we've been in lockdown the absolute longest. So, we're about to move into our second week now of lockdown. So, things are quite familiar to last year, and I think one mindset that I adapted throughout lockdown last year is really just focusing on what I can control, and that's something that I've been trying to portray to my clients as well, and anyone who kind of follows my social media and things like that, is I just want to make sure that people are only putting their time and attention into the things that matter, but also using this period, whether it's 7 days in lockdown, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever it is, I also want to make sure that people are using this time to their advantage and really trying to level up, trying to audit their own life, see what's working, what's not, upskill in any way they possibly can, support the people around them, communicate with those that need it most, and just not let these days waste by, because it's easy to go into autopilot and let one day roll into the next and fall out of any form of structure and routine and really just waste your time. Obviously, we're not able to go and do the things that we'd probably do on a daily basis, like go to the gym and go to work or go out for dinner and things like that, which is fine. There's still plenty of other things we can do, but it's super important to keep some form of structure and routine in your life, making sure that, again, we're not stuck on autopilot. We're not just letting one day roll into the next and losing all our productivity, and we use this time wisely. And I said it last year and I'll say it again, I think the people that are able to use the mentality of adapting as quickly as possible are the ones that are going to come out on top of this this lockdown and this year and this week, or however many weeks this lasts. They're going to come out on this on top. They're really going to level up and get that step ahead of the competition, but also just be far better off than those that kind of sit around and wait for this to pass. So, in saying that, I was sitting around the other night coming up with some content for my social media. I don't usually sit around and plan content. It's kind of just things that pop into my head that I like to document through my social media or through my podcast or my email list or whatever. And I was actually writing an email to my list, and I wanted to talk about some really simple switches that we can make in our life to completely level up and to become a better person, to help those around us become better people, and give ourselves the best chance of success and to grow. And I came up with 9 switches that we can make in our life. Very easy switches, in my opinion. Some of them are harder than others, I guess, but these are switches that we can all do. They're all in our complete control. You don't have to rely on genetics, or you don't have to rely on income or your network or anything like that. This is all reliant on you and decision that you can make to level up and make these switches. And we can start doing them all 9 of these as of today. So what I want to do in this episode is just run through those with you guys and talk you through my thought process around each one. So we'll get stuck into this first one. And the first switch we can make is switching music in the car for audiobooks or podcasts. So some people spend a lot of time in their car every day commuting to work or whatever they may be doing. Other people don't spend anywhere near as much, but regardless of how much time you're spending in your car, I think at some point or another throughout the week, everybody listening to this podcast would be spending some form of time, whether it's in your own car, whether it's in public transport, whatever it may be, commuting to work or going to and from certain places. And my natural habit is to switch I don't listen to the radio. I think it's shit, but I'll put on my favorite playlist and listen to music the whole time. I love music. I literally probably have music or some form of audio on for about 80% of the day, and that's absolutely no joke. Like, I just always listening to something. But instead of spending your time listening to your favorite artist or your favorite song in the moment, a really simple switch we can make to completely level up and to grow and to further educate ourselves and to also give ourselves the best opportunity and chance to learn and again to level up is to switch out our music, our playlist on our Spotify account for or Apple Music to switch it out for podcasts and audiobooks. I'm someone that doesn't typically physically read books that often. I just struggle to sit down and have the attention span to sit there and actually read a book, and I get distracted pretty easily or I fall asleep, one or the other. So for me, it's audiobooks. Audiobooks and podcasts have been a game changer for me. I every single day, I try and designate at least 30 minutes to an audiobook. When I'm in the car, I'm listening to podcasts, whether it's about health and fitness, whether it's about business, whether it's a comedy podcast, it doesn't really matter. I think the benefit of listening to a podcast far outweighs listening to your favorite song at the moment. Don't get me wrong, as I said, I listen to a lot of music when I train and things like that, but if you can make that small switch, you'd be surprised at how much more you can learn and how much more you get your brain to fire and to actually switch on and how much more thought you put to certain things. And I think it can only be a good thing for your brain to actually be working instead of just being in that mindless kind of autopilot mode again, like I mentioned before, every single time you're going to and from work or wherever you're going. So that's number one. The second switch is I have to, or switching the phrase in your head, I have to for I get to. I think I first heard Tony Robbins say this maybe, or I could be wrong, it could have been someone else, but a simple example is, you know, I have to go to the gym. I have to go to work. I have to go and see my grandparents. I have to go and see my family. I have to go out for dinner tonight. Whatever it is, you don't have to do shit. You get to. And for a lot of people out there, the have to that you're thinking and talking and complaining about is one thing that some people in the world would do absolutely anything to be able to get to do that. Okay, so you think about, I have to call my mum and dad, or I have to go and see my grandparents or whatever. There's some people in the world that would do anything, absolutely anything, to be able to speak with their family member again, or to be able to go and see their family member again, or they would do anything to be able to go for a walk or a run again, someone that might be paraplegic or in a wheelchair. So that simple mental switch from I have to I get to is a game changer. The level of gratitude that you have is significantly higher. Your mood is going to be so much better. The way you carry yourself and the way you go about every activity is going to be so much better and far more beneficial for you and everyone else around you if you switch that mindset from I have to I get to. Number three is switch out I'll do it later, the phrase I'll do it later, for what can be done right now. This is something that I adopted, would have been 2016 or 17. I was listening to or reading, I've read and listened to the book and the audio book of Grant Cardone's The 10X Rule. And I remember reading it or listening to it for the first time, and there's a bit in here where he talks about, you know, why wait to tomorrow to do something that can be done today. You know, people putting things off when it can be done right now instead of just taking action and doing. People talk about doing but never fucking do it, or always talk about when the perfect time will be to do it or when they're going to do it instead of just getting shit done, regardless of whether it's correct or regardless of whether it's an extremely good job or whether it's perfect or not. Chances are it's not going to be perfect, but people just do a lot of talking but not much walking. So switching out that mindset from I'll do it later for what can be done right now, your productivity is going to go through the roof. The amount, your capacity to learn, grow, and succeed is going to go through the roof. The motivation you're going to provide those around you is going to be incredible. If people watch you doing all the time, I'm a big believer in leading by example. So instead of telling everyone what you're going to do, instead of trying to motivate people with words, motivate people with action. So if people constantly see you working your ass off, constantly see you achieving and trying new things and putting in the work and not relying on chance or not relying on hope and luck, you know, create your own luck, go out there and get shit done. It rubs off on people. It's extremely inspiring to see someone just constantly do, regardless of whether they're winning or not, regardless of whether it's working out, like just taking that chance and getting shit done as soon as possible and not waiting till tomorrow will help you level up. Number four is switch the morning news for meditation. I rarely watch the news at all. I don't really watch any TV, to be honest, apart from like Netflix series, or I watch a decent amount of YouTube sometimes, or other than that, if it's TV, it's live sport. That's really all I watch. I don't watch any TV shows. Definitely watch any TV shows. Not sure if you guys do, but I don't watch any TV shows. I don't watch any news. I try not to read any news articles, really, unless it's something that's that I'm really interested in. And even still, depending on what news source you get it from, it's probably bullshit. And I'm not some fucking weird conspiracy theorist about how about I don't agree with the news, or that I believe they're trying to do anything crazy or whatever. I just think it's bullshit. Most of it's just negative. They completely control the narrative. You look at COVID and coronavirus at the moment, in the past 18 months or however long it's been now, the media pretty much control our fear levels, particularly for most of the people in their community. So all they need to do is go on the news this morning and say that there's 50 new active cases and fucking no one leaves their home. Everyone's shitting themselves, everyone's wearing masks, everyone, and that's with absolutely no proof whatsoever as well, right? So, and again, I'm not saying that there's no COVID or anything, clearly there is, but what I'm trying to say is that it's, if you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is read the news, read these news articles, and surround yourself, literally just bathe in negativity, it cannot be any surprise to you that you are most likely going to have a shit day, or that you're going to be in a negative headspace, or that you're going to manifest even more negative things in your life. So switching out that morning news for meditation, you can't go wrong with that. You cannot lose with that strategy. So I meditate every single morning. I aim for, you know, usually between 10 to 20 minutes of meditation. I feel incredible afterwards. If you still want to go and read the news, go for it. If you want to go and look at the news, that's fine. I'm not saying that everyone has to get rid of their fucking TV. All I'm saying is that switch from a morning news, first thing when you wake up, to a meditation and starting to manifest the life that you want, you know, starting to focus on the law of attraction, and getting yourself in the right space to start your day, is a game changer. And, you know, if you can do this firsthand and try it out yourself, then I know you'll agree with me. Number five is switch instant gratification for delayed gratification. A good example of this, I mean, there's so many different examples of this, but, I've been pretty bad at this previously, but people spending absurd amounts of money on things that give them some feeling of satisfaction right now, like instantly, like an instant hit of dopamine, of gratification, of something that makes them feel good, instead of putting money away each week or saving up for something that they know long term is going to build them, you know, generational wealth, or build them value over a long period of time, or investing in something that's going to last a long period of time instead of just a small little hit of enjoyment here and there. Another thing is maybe, you know, going on like a really ridiculously stupid crash diet where you're dropping your calorie intake significantly, you're training like an absolute animal, all for a very short period of time, hoping to lose fat as quickly as possible, or lose weight as quickly as possible, because you will lose weight, not fat. You'll lose muscle mass as well. But going for a result in a short period of time and just being impatient, and that's what it comes down to really, is people not having the patience and not willing to wait, not willing to have the discipline to wait for something they want and to work towards it to make sure it's even better than what it could be right now. So just going for that instant gratification instead of doing small things day in, day out, doing the boring things, and having that longer term vision of knowing that the things you're doing right now are gonna be of benefit to you in the long run, in the long term. You may not see that win right now, but one day you'll get the win, and it'll be 10 times better than what it is by going for that instant win right now. Number six is switch your constant comparison to others for how can I show up my best self today? Okay, so start thinking to yourself, how can I show up my best self today? Fuck everyone else. Who gives a shit what someone posts on Instagram? Who gives a shit what car your best friend has? Who gives a shit how much money your friends have? Who gives a shit about anyone else? And that seems so blunt and rude and selfish, but it's not. Because the problem is so many people listening to this right now spend majority of their time thinking about other people and not themselves, or looking at other people's lives and not their own. And you wonder why you aren't able to level up. You wonder why you aren't able to grow and to build the life that you want. It's because all your fucking time is worrying about everyone else. So switch that comparison to others. No one cares. The only person you should compare yourself with is you, okay? And I get it. Like in competition, you are up against other people. So, yes, you do at times have to compare yourself to others for a result of a sport or a competition or whatever. But I'm talking about life in general. Stop comparing, you know, your day one to someone's year 10, okay? Or week one to week fucking 150. That's what happens on social media, is that we start our journey, or, you know, we feel good about ourselves with where we're at, and then we go and compare ourselves to where someone else is at, even though they've been doing it so much longer than us. Or, you know, the comparison is just killing so many dreams. It's killing so many people's confidence, and ultimately it's making people unhappy. So if you can switch that out, I promise you, you'll be a lot happier. So we've got a few left here. Hope you guys are enjoying these. If you are, I ask that you just show some support to the show and screenshot this episode, post on your Instagram story for me. I posted this on social media and to my email list the other day, and it got a super engaging response. I think people really resonated with it, and that's why I wanted to create this episode. I know some of you have probably already seen the post on social media and stuff, so you probably know what each one of these is going to be, but I think just discussing it in more detail gives you a better understanding of what I was trying to say with each one of these. And I hope it's able to help you in some way or another. So number seven is switch your late night texts and social media for 10 pages of reading. Now, again, I'm not saying that you need to get rid of your phone, that you have to delete social media and all that stuff, because I'd be lying if I said that I don't do the same thing. You know, I obviously use social media a lot for my job. I also just enjoy kind of keeping up to date with certain things and, you know, following certain people, whatever. Everyone uses social media, it's fine. Everyone's going to text people, it's fine. And I'm not saying stop doing that. But what I am saying is that particularly before sleep, you know, people worry about not getting enough sleep or not being able to sleep properly, yet the hours leading into them trying to go to sleep, they're sitting on social media, on looking at their screen, you know, things like obviously, I didn't get enough sleep last night. Things like blue light, all that type of stuff, not going to help you sleep. Getting your mind ticking over about certain things, maybe get triggered by something you see or hear before you go to sleep, it's not going to help. So 10 pages of reading. I know for a fact that when I start to read, it just literally fucking makes me almost instantly fall asleep. Obviously, in terms of education and knowledge, it's a win. 10 pages every day, it starts to add up once you're doing that consistently on a daily basis. And a lot of the time as well, you get 10 pages in, and if it's an enjoyable read, you tend to keep going a bit longer anyway. So that 10 pages turns into 20 or 30 pages. And I think it's just going to help you sleep a lot better. And it's a healthy substitution for before sleep. Number eight is switching over committing for saying no more often. Again, not a selfish thing. This is not about being an asshole and just not helping people out or whatever. It's just, I think a lot of people, and again, I'm definitely guilty of this, overcommit to certain things that may not necessarily be in their best interest, or not also something that's actually realistic at the moment. You know, people that have families or that have busy jobs, that don't have much time as it is, are out there committing to going and doing certain things or helping certain people or going to certain events and all this type of shit just because they're worried about hurting other people's feelings by saying no, or worried about missing out or whatever it is. Yeah, it's just not realistic. It's not going to help them in any way, shape or form by overcommitting. It's going to cause more stress. Means time away from family, friends, partners, whatever it is. It means, you know, spending more money. It means time away from working towards your goals and dreams, whatever it is. These are all easy switches by simply saying no to more things. Figure out, you know, the core group of things that are important to you, the core group of people that are important to you that you want to say yes to. If it doesn't align purposely with what you're trying to achieve, if it doesn't fit in that mold, then you got to start saying no more often. Stop worrying about other people's opinions of you, worrying about others. Start putting yourself first so that you can serve others. I made another post today about, you know, success leaves clues. And one of those things is that you need to invest. Like, the best investment is you ever make is in yourself, because if you invest in yourself, you are then able to serve others. If you're constantly trying to serve others without investing in yourself, then you won't be doing shit for other people, because you won't be doing anything for yourself either. And that's a bit of a ripple effect. Now, the last one, number 9, is switch avoiding failure and rejection for getting uncomfortable and failing more often. And again, in the Success Leaves Clues post I made today, I talked about how, you know, those that are successful or do well in life tend to fail more than those that don't. Okay, so the more times you fail, the more likely it is that you will succeed. A lot of the times it takes people failure after failure after failure after failure to get a big win. And all we see is the big win. All we see is people doing extremely well. We haven't seen the previous years or months or weeks or days beforehand where they've failed over and over and over again to get to that point. But the more you can fail, the more you will learn. The more likely it is that you're going to find the correct way. You're going to find the winning solution, the way that you can ultimately achieve whatever you're trying to achieve. So switching that, avoiding failure and rejection, because I've talked about this a million times before, but if you're constantly avoiding failure and rejection, you're already in that position. Okay, so if you're worried about what might happen if someone says no, or what might happen if you fail, then you'll be in the same position that you're in right now. So it's already a reality. So if you're okay with that, you're able to be where you are right now, then you should have no fear, no worry about failure and rejection, about asking for something, about attempting something with no fear of failing, because you know that the end result is not that bad. It's really not that bad. I think a lot of people just overthink certain things and put too much thought and worry to things that really mean fuck all. Okay, so the more times you fail, the more likely it is that you will succeed. And there's the 9 switches that I would tell you guys to make. I hope this has been of some benefit to. As I said, I enjoyed putting this together. This kind of all just popped into my head, and these are things that I was like, fuck, these are just such simple switches that we can make. They're all in our control. They're all in our control, and that's the best thing. We don't need to rely on, like I said, genetics, gender, how much money you have, your network, your job, where you live, all that type of shit. None of that matters. Like, all of this is in our control. So, again, thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. It's been an enjoyable one to record, and I really appreciate you listening, and I can't wait to talk to you again in the next episode. Guys, have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you again very soon.